This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go, folks. Yes, indeedy. It's another day, another buck. Oh, maybe at the current rate, Jennifer, maybe half a buck. How's that? Another day, another dollar. Maybe.
Let's discount a dollar.
Yes, right. Discount. It's the discounted DJV show. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria has such bad allergies that she can hardly talk and breathe, which is what we're all going to. Including Phil, who's our new line producer. Jennifer's got it. I've got it, although I think I feel more clear today than I did yesterday. Let's see if, along with my clear voice, I have a clear head to work through some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that are trending, news nuggets, if you will. And I think it would be a good idea as long as I have you at attention, Jennifer, to sort of play out on the staggering death toll from the virus disproportionately felt in American cities and states where Democrats live. Leave it to somebody to figure out to do that statistic, because everything is political, or at least it seems that way. So why do you suppose, is there anybody who has gone into why are more Democrats deserve to die? I'm not saying.
Well, I don't know about that. But I think that there's.
But you know what I'm saying. It's silly.
I think that there's a couple of questions at play. Number one, and I think the most realistic, is that these blue states tend to be very populated urban areas as well. So states with California and San Francisco will be more left. They also are densely populated. In New York, New York City, further left and also densely populated. But I think the question is, how were people prepared and how were they ready? And I think that's one thing that is being called into question. And both New York and California were in a mess with their budget. And so what did they do? They stripped away their emergency supplies and their emergency reserves to make room for other policies. And I think, so there's a couple of things going on here. Reality, number one, is just about who lives in big cities and what happens with politics in big cities.
Number Why two, do you suppose think, that is? Let's hold on just a second. Why do you think it is? That's a fascinating statement and a reality. But why? What is there about people congregating in bigger numbers that seems to lead them to thinking blue rather than red? Isn't that a fascinating? Think about it.
Yeah,
though.
But it seems to be the way it is. That's part one, and then part two is how were the states managed? And I think there are some questions. As much as people love to pat Cuomo and Newsom on the back, and I think in some ways they've done great jobs. But in other ways, their states were poorly managed to begin with. So they had already they had problems with their economy. They had problems with their budget. And now this virus has taken them down. I think also they've stripped away from protection. I know my state of California had nothing in the reserves. Neither did New York. That's why they were struggling to try to bring in stuff from China, from all over the place, to try to protect the people of the state because they had left their reserves empty. So there is something to be said in that way, then, about management and government and whether or not the more productive style is led by Democrats or Republicans.
All right. So there's a political point of view. Now, there is one thing going on at the moment that seems to have brought people together, and that's the situation in Kentucky where the hanging in effigy of the governor is something that a lot of, and wondering out loud as I was yesterday, I looked at this and I thought to myself, what is there that makes people so angry about this guy? I don't know that much about the governor, frankly. The only real politician I know anything about from Kentucky is Mitch McConnell. And he's certainly not my favorite guy, but what is there that gets people?
Andy Beshear, he's new.
Point.
He's the new governor.
He's
new. Yeah, and he's a Democrat, which was for Kentucky, I think, kind of a surprise. Younger guy. Yeah. He took office last year. And what is going on? I don't know. People are like
terrible.
This is not just a Kentucky thing, though. People have gone nuts. And You know, we have police officers hurting people. We have citizens hurting other people. We have this going on. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I couldn't tell you how to explain it. But if you didn't hear about it, there was an effigy of Andy Beshear hanging from a tree Sunday at the end of a Second Amendment rally on the Capitol grounds. Mm-hmm. And the Kentucky Democrat Party called on the Republican State Representative Savannah Maddox to resign, claiming she's cozy with the white supremacist group that is said to do the hanging. They said if she doesn't resign on her own, then I guess they'll try to get her to be kicked out. Yeah. So the thing is this, and I say this to people on my side of the aisle, I say this to people on the other side of the aisle, these types of images do not help anybody's cause.
Nothing.
Am I pro Second Amendment? Absolutely. Do I think hanging an effigy of the governor who's trying to go after your Second Amendment rights, do I think that's productive? No, it's not. In fact, it makes it harder for people who are trying to actually fight to keep our Second Amendment rights solid. It makes it harder for us to fight back because you have people like this who are part of the movement. It's the same thing that I said when people went to Michigan with their guns out. This does not help the movement to reopen America. Are we all frustrated? Absolutely. Do we need to go marching with huge guns strapped across our chest? No, that doesn't do anybody any good. So I think we have to remember our movement, and I think that stuff like this is just... it's counterproductive, it's dumb, it's a waste of time, and it's angry. So,
divisive.
I don't know, and there's plenty of that. I mean, there's plenty of that stuff. I think maybe the thing that I'm most upset about, there's a couple of things. Have a minute? Okay.
Number one, yes, we have a minute.
I have two things that just have me totally fired up today. Right. And that is that for the second time, at least that I've caught, the mayor of my city of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, did an entire press conference about how if we behave properly, we'll earn back our freedoms.
Who in the hell does he think he is?
And he did it again last night. He was talking about how he's going to allow restaurants and retail stores to open in L.A. County, which should be great news. But I found myself so outraged by the fact that he said, we've been doing such a good job that we're well on our way of earning back our freedoms. For the second time, he's used that phrase. And it's absolutely just infuriating to me.
It is infuriating.
Because
outrageous.
We have freedoms, and the only thing that needs to be earned is support for him, because I think he's the one that is forgetting that he is not our dad. He's not putting us on timeout. He is a mayor, an elected official, and he, the only one earning anything is him trying to earn our support. And it's driving me nuts, because the far left of my state has decided that instead of trying to ease hospitals or frontline workers the burden of coronavirus, that they've taken away our rights and they're going to slowly start doling them back out to us. And that makes me crazy. And makes me even crazier is that more people like me are not outraged. We shouldn't be hanging effigies, but we should be out there walking every single day and telling the mayor.
So what are the, you do, in addition to doing this program early in the morning, you do a local live program that's fabulously successful in Los Angeles, and the kinds of things that you're, I'm sure that it goes beyond the explanation we have here, because we have a different sort of an audience. You have one that is very supportive, for the most part, of your point of view, and I can't understand why there isn't some kind of recall movement.
This isn't a Republican or a Democrat. This is not a Republican or Democrat.
No, I'm saying, but there ought to be a recall movement. The guy's out of line.
Well, there was, and unfortunately it fell short, because, you know, they put their thumb on the scale about how many signatures you need. They throw out signatures that are no good. There was a recall effort on Garcetti and on Newsom, and both of them disappeared. Mm-hmm. So... It's just incredibly frustrating, and I don't care if you like Trump, you don't like Trump, you vote Republican, you vote Democrat. We are born in this country with freedoms, and nobody, not a mayor, not a governor, not a president,
can
sit there and tell us that we have to earn our freedoms back.
Yeah. All right, so that's number one. Number two
is Twitter now tagging the president's tweets with fake news. Because if Twitter is about fake news, well, they better get to tagging, because the entire platform is set up
Twitter people
with
that
fake
run
news.
Twitter, or are the just people that are commenting on stuff?
So there was a push. Mika Brzezinski from Morning Joe leading the rallying call to get President Trump taken off of Twitter. Well, instead, what they decided to do was start fact-checking the president. And
here's
the deal.
Being the people that run Twitter?
Really? Here's the deal. If you're going to fact-check Twitter, I have no problem with it. Fact check the president, fact check everybody on the platform, because Twitter is a cesspool of people making up their own narrative.
But who makes?
So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number
but how
two,
do you check the facts?
Well, and this is what makes me nuts. The one tweet that they tagged is one that the president is absolutely right about. He took issue with Gavin Newsom, who is the governor of my state, making it mandatory to do by-mail voting in November instead of allowing for people to actually go to the voting booths. And so President Trump was just saying something about how that is right, leaves people ripe for voter fraud. And here's the thing, Doug. He's right. The voter rolls in California are loaded with
too.
Dead people,
yep.
with illegal people, with people who have not been tracked. I don't trust the voter rolls. And I certainly don't trust them because we have the Motor Voter Program, which is everybody who goes to the DMV and gets a license can get a ballot, can
yeah.
vote. And guess what? We give licenses to illegal immigrants. So for the president to call this out, it should not be labeled as fake news because guess what? It's not.
Ah, no.
All right, I'm
back. Okay. So you feel better now? I feel better having heard that rap, that roundup of items that would get under my skin as well. You know, I haven't
It's common
been...
sense. I feel like, I mean, I know I'm partisan. I think in some ways we all are. But some of this stuff is just common sense, and it can be done without partisan.
Well, the whole thing with the virus, the whole thing that's been going on in our country and the way it's been handled is there's a discerning lack of common sense that's been applied to much of this stuff. And I think it applies because people who are your age, pardon, well, no, I'm not going to apologize because I really believe that from your age on down, the educational system is so fallen apart. Nobody knows. I was talking to a 21-year-old kid the other day who happens to be my son's brother-in-law, a really good kid, went to school in Boston, graduated from Tufts. But he didn't know a lot about a lot. And he's, you know, he and I were talking about things, he said, I know I don't know. And I look it up and I feel badly that I didn't have any civics. I don't know. And we were talking about music and phys ed and all the other things that were yanked. But also the political opportunism that comes from education. Again, maybe it's these big cities and that's what they, you know, that's what they want to attend. We're not being taught how to think. We're being taught what to think. Or at least I wasn't, but your age and below, certainly I think that's the appalling reality and why things are as effed up as they are.
Yeah.
All right, food for thought. Here's something else for all of us to think about, the fabulous opportunities now that you have to go to MyPillow.com and the buy one, get one free thing, the BOGO sale. Love that. Don't you love that phrase? This is a BOGO deal. This is a BOGO.
Yeah, like a sale.
Announcements. So. I know you do. All of my pillow BOGO deals, whether it be the pillows themselves, whether it be cotton sheets, the Giza luxury sheets, the new towels they put in last year, duvet covers, bolster pillows. It's just a showcase of pillows. Obviously, that's what they do. It's why they're called my pillow. So go there, get the coverage that you need for all of the beds in your house and all of the things that you may need traveling if you're going to rent an RV and have a nice trip. Then get the bolster pillows, neck pillows. Go to Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I make one request. Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones.
I don't. The real thing, Jen Jen.
Okay, this is one of my faves.
Rockin'.
So don't rock Alan Jackson.
The don't rock the jukebox. Yeah, Alan Jackson here on the DJV program, who has announced a pair of drive-in concerts down in Alabama. Next month, Jackson's performing with his full band in Cullman, Alabama, on the 5th, which is, what, a week from Saturday, I think it is, right? And then on Sunday in Fairhope, Alabama. Shows are dubbed the Small Town Drive-In Concerts. Each accommodate 2,000 vehicles. His performances are intended to give people a quality of life activity during this current situation.
That.
Yeah. He'll be staging them in accordance with the rules and all that good stuff. Fans are going to be required to remain in their cars. Tickets per car, $99.99 for two passengers. Each additional passenger, $39.99. VIP tickets include the closest stage parking. You can pay $200 for those. Pepsi is presenting the concert, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit food relief efforts. Jackson's planned shows are the latest in a series of drive-in concerts that have been announced around the country this month. Kind of a cool thing. The Texas Rangers, remember this, Jennifer, hosting 8 concerts from artists like Eli Young Band, Whiskey Myers, in the parking lot of their ballpark in Arlington outside of Dallas. That's this next month as well. Let's see what else is going on. The first 4 shows, by the way, sold out in minutes. And they added 4 shows. They sold out
people
in a few hours.
For stuff to do, I think.
And they are. Right.
Yeah.
Have some fun. Yeah, I saw that on the farm. We opened up the farm. Well, we kind of opened it up last week. We've had people could come into the farm to get ice cream and stuff, look around, but they had to stay in their cars until last weekend. They could get out and walk around, and their children, we had hundreds of children coming to see the new calves and what's going on the farm. So this week I'm just going to open it all up. They can sit on the picnic tables. That's pretty legit. So that's what's going on. A lot of people, as you've said, just want to get out and about, or as they say in Canada, boot to boot.
Boot to boot.
Boot to boot. All right, coming up on 26 after the hour now in the DJV program, this is the portion of each hour where we spend some time talking about musicians and music, music news. Here's some sad news. Bucky Baxter, the pedal steel guitarist who played in Bob Dylan's band for much of the 90s on Dylan's never-ending tour, also passed away in Sanibel Island over the weekend. He was 65, came from Melbourne, Florida, born in 1955, began studying pedal steel guitar in the 1970s. In the 80s, he met the country songwriter Steve Earle and played in Earle's influential 1986 debut album, Guitar Town, along with other classic Earle LPs like Copperhead Road and The Hard Way. During a tour with Steve Earle, Bucky met Bob Dylan, who asked him to give him steel guitar lessons. In 92, he joined Dylan's band as steel player and multi-instrumentalist, hitting the road on Dylan's storied never-ending tour. As we've talked about that a lot, pretty uniquely Dylan. Baxter traveled the globe with Dylan through 1999, playing more than 750 shows, including the 1995 MTV Unplugged concert, and adding pedal steel to Dylan's Grammy Award-winning album, Time Out of Mind. It's really the steel guitar thing. We always thought that was a country thing, and that was it, right?
Pretty yep.
much limited to country music. Upon leaving the band, Dylan's band, he began working with Ryan Adams, touring and playing on his albums, Gold and Demolition. Go on to record a number of other country and Americana acts. So, the passing of Bucky Baxter noted here, 28 after the hour.
Say your answering bell.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters have been in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota after a black man died while being taken into custody by white police officers. Some protesters clashing with cops at times last night. Video of them arresting George Floyd on Monday show one of the officers pinning him down with his knee on his neck for several minutes as Floyd could be heard saying that he couldn't breathe.
Mayor Jacob Frey.
This officer failed in the most basic
human sense.
The death of George Floyd is being investigated at the state and federal levels.
That's correspondent Wendy King. The four cops have been fired and could face criminal charges. The feds are dropping three insider trading investigations into U.S. senators who sold off stock after early coronavirus briefings, but a fourth investigation against Republican Richard Burr will continue. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
President Trump is reportedly going to get some ideas for withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The New York Times says military officials will be giving the commander-in-chief some options this week. And one of the plans reportedly includes having all service members out of that country by November's general election. But the Times also writes that defense leaders will push for a slower process so as to avoid issues with February's peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. Part of the deal has the number of troops there dropping from about 12,000 to 8,600 by mid-July. We're dealing with COVID, then came word of so-called murder hornets arriving in the United States, and now cicadas? Well, experts say don't worry, even though as many as 1.5 million per acre could emerge in parts of the United States this year. After 17 years, cicadas are harmless to humans. Now, the noise they make can become quite a nuisance, especially in the hot spots, which this year are expected to be parts of Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. Those bugs do pose a threat to orchids, vines, and trees, where female cicadas lay their eggs. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average just missing the 25,000 mark at yesterday's close after another big day on the street. The index soared on news of economies reopening and positive reports of a possible COVID-19 vaccine soon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, like the good old days, on the DJV program.
We're sticking it out.
Good day. We're sticking it out. Victoria doesn't feel well
we're
today.
We're doing this from the old folks' home.
Yes, we. Speak for yourself. I'm not going there. All right, here we are.
I'm checking in later today, actually, so that's exciting.
Are you really? Well, you're going to get a nice note from me today. You have a... Did your father tell you what I
did? Yes, he did. Thank you.
Isn't that nice? Okay. So we're imagining what, I think we spend a lot of time here imagining what the best could be. Maybe what our individual dreams are, what our collective dreams are. We get so wrapped up in the fear of the moment, and I feel badly about that, but that's kind of what we have created for ourselves. We have built a fear-based society by letting things get. Part of it is, you know, you can dig into all of this stuff, Jennifer. You can find the really good. You can find the really bad. I suppose that's part of the human condition and tradition. But it has, because we've matured so much since the Industrial Revolution, people say our lives are so much better. Can you imagine if we lived, if life was like it was in the 1840s? Well, if life was like the 1840s, we'd all be wearing guns. We'd be strapped, have guns strapped around our waist and
might be better
shooting.
Than that.
Yeah,
in
a manner of
speaking.
I know, but you don't wear it around your waist. You hide it in your garter belt or something? On your ankle.
My garter belt, yeah, right. The one I wear every day, sir.
There
yes,
we are.
I do.
Right, exactly. So I want to focus on it. Just, we get so bogged down in all this oy stuff. And so I want to talk about the space launch today because
yes.
This is a real change in focus. This is something that always brings us together. And because we haven't had a launch because of, I go back to leadership, George Bush was the first one, and then Obama, and they just cut the budget. And it was very, for me, for years, I have been a huge supporter of NASA and the space program.
Well, it's so short-sighted,
perfect?
I think,
it is.
For both
it's,
of them. And this is obviously not a political thing, because they both put the nail in the coffin of this the space
very
program.
Very short-sighted.
But where
very
do you think, I mean, people love to, like, yuck it up about Trump and his Space Force. Where do you think the battles of the future are going to be fought? I mean, they're going to be fought with satellite technology, with all of that stuff. And it's not going to be
a battle. Well, we're seeing ourselves in the battle right now, this is a war. What we're involved in is a war with China, the rest of the world versus China. It's a war. And the guy that runs China can all day long talk about how, the continuing talk like that going to start a Cold War. You idiot, you started it, and you know you started it, and you know what you were trying to do, and so, bingo. Meanwhile, back at SpaceX launch in Florida at Kennedy Space Center, there were two astronauts who were going up today from Kennedy. And they're going to go up on the SpaceX rocket. That's one of Elon Musk's projects, the SpaceX thing. I think about it. I laugh about this from time to time. Thinking about the technology of the Tesla and wondering if any of the Tesla technologies
should just drive upwards. Hit that thing north and see what happens.
Yeah, right. Look at the control panel. It looks just like a car.
As weird as Elon Musk is, the guy is a genius.
Smart guy.
And he knows.
Smart. Yeah, people are, a lot of times people like that are really kind of weird. Well, at least they're not conventional. How's that? Is that better? Not conventional.
Yeah, maybe we're the weird ones.
That could, well, we aren't. I'm not a conventional thinker, and my daughter has said all through her life she loves her father, but he's really strange. That's
yeah.
Daddy, you're so strange.
We all say.
Well, thank you. The bottom line here is, though, this is a time for us to unify, come together, pay attention, understand what has happened in American creativity. That's what this is. If nothing else, I don't consider myself a partisan or much of a politician, frankly, but I am really a rabid American. I've always been proud of my country and what we can do in our best moments. And this will be an example, excuse me, as has been the space program through the years has been an example of how
it's
come
just optimistic.
Together.
It's a program that brims with optimism because it's about promise of something unexplored, right? Mm. It's about a promise of new economic ventures. It's something that's just good for the soul of America. And if we can actually get through this should not be political. This should just be something that's good for the country, to promote optimism, especially right now at a time when everybody's feeling a little shut in, locked down. This is about exploration and getting out there, and I think it's a great message.
Speaking of exploration, the Chrysler Building, or as my friend Nick Miles would say, the Chrysler Building, getting a public observation deck.
Good Walter Chrysler. Have that LeBaron, right?
Walter Chrysler started a car. He was like, he wasn't in it as early as Ford was, but he was one of the pioneers, and certainly the name means something, certainly and not just in automotive circles, but he was able to do a lot of public good with his money, and one of them was to build this building that has his name. So this summer, because tourism isn't going to be, people aren't going to go, if you live in New York, you want to stay in New York or stay close in. So the Landmarks Preservation Commission has approved plans for an observation deck to be built on the Chrysler Building. The deck is going to be located on the existing terraces that are on the north and south side of the 61st floor. Ever been on the Chrysler Building? I've only been up there once.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
maybe,
it's like going to the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? I find it scary as hell.
Getting to the edge.
Oh, my God. Just looking down gives me... I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I got the heebie-jeebies.
I don't mind it. The only thing that scared me, as far as heights go, was going up in the Eiffel Tower because of that creepy elevator.
Ah! There's nothing around
there,
you. Yeah.
I know. It's beautiful. You have to do it when you're there, but oof.
I worked on the 44th floor of the Prudential Building when I ran the WEI in the mid-80s.
Ooh, I've been up top there. That's fun.
And it was, there was a hurricane that came through in September of 1985. And I remember I put a plum in the door jamb. And I went up there with all of the staff, and I watched as the building swayed back and forth at least 4 inches. And I'm the... And, you know, I remember once somebody wanted me to go up on the World Trade Center, and I didn't. You did it? I wouldn't.
I did it, yep. Actually, yeah. I did it like 1 month before it came down. And
really?
What's so weird about having that happen after 9/11, this weird kind of flashback, it's weird how I was there with my friends on vacation, actually. We had done like the East Coast. We did Niagara Falls. We went through Boston. We went into New York.
Yeah.
And, I flash back to the people that were riding the elevator with me that day, and it's stereotyping, of course, because there were several people who appeared to be Middle Eastern, and you can't help but think, and I know that that's profiling and stereotyping,
but
I think it's just natural and honest when we talk about things like this, and I wonder to myself, I'm like, you know, obviously these people are probably innocent men, but it just it makes you wonder, what was I there when someone was there? Was I, you know, it's just, I don't know.
So you go up further.
Experience.
That new building that replaced the World Trade Center, there's an observation deck on the 100th floor.
That I haven't done yet. Ooh. I've been to the building. I just haven't gone up that to see it.
Well, the Chrysler project is exciting because the office building is off limits to the public. You know, mostly you go into the lobby and all the offices are closed. They are not closed, but... it was a lot of the New York buildings you can't get into anymore. You just can't for the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
1935 was when it was built. It was mostly the headquarters of Chrysler Corporation until 1953 when if you look at some of the old designs of the old Chrysler cars, a lot of things that were in the architecture, the gargoyles and stuff, were kind of like hood ornaments from cars.
<There's>, that's
kind of
cool.
Kind of look like radiator caps and stuff like that. So, kind of a fun thing. And also, for those of you who really need something different, there's a new deodorant that's on the shelves.
And believe me, some of you need that.
Oh, my God. Really. I've noticed more BO lately. I don't know why that is. It's called Native. Have you seen it? All natural deodorant. New line of products.
It sounds like it would
summer.
Make you stink.
The deodorant smells like rosé wine.
Oh.
Calling the collection the
Here's
brunch.
Here's the thing.
Sense.
Usually people do not want to smell like the booze that they're drinking so that people don't get
the Listen to this. There's one of them that smells like rosé, one smells like sangria, one smells like mimosa.
Huh.
The
so basically orange fruit and something.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's so funny. My mom, for the first time, my mom will work with me at my day job one day a week, and she hasn't been doing it for a long time because of coronavirus. And so now even she is feeling like it's time to kind of
time
go back.
To come
she
into
went,
it, yeah,
yeah right. She went back to work and went with me yesterday. And so all of a sudden I smell this foul smell like... Like you've passed out on, like, at a frat house on the floor smell. Like, and I went, what is that? And she goes, oh, it's my new hand sanitizer. Apparently she picked up some hand sanitizer somewhere. And they must have made this stuff out of, like.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to use hand sanitizer. You're washing
hands. They must have made it out of, like, grappa or Everclear. It was the strongest smelling, like, alcohol. It's like, Mom, you can't use this and drive. They're going to never believe that you're sober. Stunk.
Today, as you're into the sunshine, lollipops, and roses stuff, is National Sunscreen Day, also known as Don't Fry Day. The day reminds us that the sun's harmful UV rays pose threats to our skin. Look out! Danger! hers, no! The sun is beautiful. I'm looking out at the most beautiful, wonderful late spring sunrise here. The skies are blue. It's beautiful. It's just something I'm feeling so thankful about. Started baling hay yesterday. And other than the fact that one of my balers kind of crapped out, it was great to be on the tractor, rake the hay. I mowed it a couple of days ago. And just that smell, it just is something that is that turns the world around for me, anyway, at this time of year. Anyway, back to today being National Sunscreen Day. To find water-resistant products with an SPF of 30 or more, which shield against 97% of the rays that we don't want in our body. But you listen to Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack and a lot of other people, especially now talking about how we need vitamin D. There's a fine line here as to how much sunscreen to put on, and I think that's what confuses people. Do I put on sunscreen and not get vitamin D? Or all the doctors are saying I need vitamin D as part of protection against the COVID. So, you know, do I not put it? I never use sunscreen. Never have. I have my skin tans. I get a farmer tan every year. You know, here and there I got a few age spots. But why are you chuckling? Why are you chuckling?
Because you said I get a farmer tan. Of course.
I do a farmer tan, yeah. I don't have. You look at my legs when I go swimming, I look like something out of a bad movie. So, you're advised to wait 15 minutes for sunscreen to absorb through your skin before you go outside into the hot sun. Your face, your head, disproportionately more prone to skin cancer compared to other parts of your body. Choose a hat if you are going to wear. I have these broad-rimmed hats that are good that I wear sometimes, but they blow off when I'm on the tractor going down the road. So, sometimes I've got a couple of still around, but they're... You want to angle your hat downward to provide skin protection for your face and neck and stuff. But you really need to get it if you can get it on your back or your arms or whatever because you need that vitamin D. National Sunscreen Day, celebrated here on the DJV program. All right, what do we have to celebrate as far as television is concerned tonight, Jen, what's good on TV?
Well, I can start with some sports news for you because NASCAR is continuing their push to reopen again.
Yeah,
and
they
so
were all over the place, though, this weekend. Weren't those?
Yeah, well, guess what? Another race tonight. So NASCAR season revival continues at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, and that'll be tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time on looks like Fox Sports. You can check that out. Jay Leno's Garage is new tonight with Elon Musk, who will be the person of the day after
after the
space launch. That's on CNBC tonight at 7 o'clock. Game On is a new unscripted series that's on CBS tonight. It features Venus Williams and Rob Gronkowski, my buddy, competing against celebrities and each other in a series of challenges. It's hosted by Keegan-Michael Key, and it'll feature tonight Bobby Lee, Mark McGrath, Coolio, and Macy Gray. That's on CBS at 8 o'clock. The 100 is new tonight on CW at 8 o'clock, and the season premiere of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at 10 p.m. on ABC tonight.
Really? I thought that had been canceled for some reason or other.
No, the season's back again. Great. Another new season.
All right. That's good news for those of you who like that sort of thing. I think you're going to see more. I would like to see Jay Leno's Garage on NBC. I think that show, maybe you'll see that kind of stuff.
They might as well at this point, especially during the summer. At least it would be something kind of new for people to check out.
Things to check out include ways to lose weight. A lot of people have gained weight. Sorry to have the message turned around. But gaining weight, we were trying to get people to lose weight to protect themselves from the virus. Instead, a lot of people gained weight, so now we've got the same solution. The advice comes from my heart and soul to you. Those of you who really need to be on this program from Calitrin, the natural, stimulant-free, drug-free, the best weight loss program in the world with a fabulous success rate, go to toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. Toploss.com. Get the 3-and-3 deal. Buy 3, get 3 free. You should stay on the program for 6 months. Lose the weight and keep it off. Use the code DJV to save. You don't have to pay for shipping either. Toploss.com. Code DJV.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria is not able to talk today. I shouldn't laugh about it, but it's the continuing saga of all of this stuff that's in the air floating around at this time of year. So it comes to me to go through the tech stories, which actually Victoria has researched, but I'll convey the information. First info comes from Home Chef, where apparently there has been yet another data breach, and as Phil, the producer, said to me just a moment ago, maybe we should just go through a list of those companies, be a short list, that haven't been hacked. Meal Service, the Home Chef delivery service, has confirmed a data breach 2 weeks after breach seller list. This got 8 million customers, and all of them, apparently, all of the records went on to the dark web. The company based in Chicago said customer names, email addresses, phone numbers were taken in the breach. Scrambled passwords as well. The hackers took the last four digits of the customer's credit card numbers, mailing addresses. Good God. Company said not all customers are affected. It would reach out to those whose information was in fact taken in the breach. Now, this is 2 weeks after a data breach seller named Shiny Hunters published marketplace listings of 11 companies, including Home Chef. The listings are purportedly selling customer databases for several other large companies. 30 million records taken from dating site Zoosk. Is that how it's pronounced? Zoosk? Z-O-O-S-K? Zoosk. Although most of the companies have yet to acknowledge a breach, the Chronicle of Higher Education at Chapman University said It was aware of the dark web postings that came from its database. Printing service Chatbooks also confirmed it was hacked. Visit homechef.com, click on login, click on account information located under the account drop menu, and complete the change your password section. Click save your settings. So as Victoria says many times, it pays not to have the same password for all of your various accounts. A word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Up next here, USS Portland has successfully tested laser weapons. Wow.
The Geek Out.
It's kind of funny that the idea of lasers being used as a weapon has been so common in sci-fi movies, books, and television, we tend to forget that lasers are still very much in development in current warfare. But last week, at an undisclosed location, the Navy's USS Portland successfully tested a demo of a high-energy laser that was used to disable an unmanned aerial drone. Now, this is a big deal because missiles are expensive one-time cost every time you fire them, but after you pay for the upfront construction, lasers cost little to fire. Now, the Navy makes it a point to explain that the idea of lasers is more about disabling or neutralizing a target. Yeah, right. We've tweeted the quick video of the successful laser demo at the Geek Out.
Dell has tech solutions, whether it's working from home, streaming, or gaming. Check out XPS and Alienware laptops that are redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors and other top brand electronics. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
All right, next up, Apple announcing the reopening of 100 retail stores around the country by the end of the week. That puts Apple's active retail locations at 130 out of 271 that actually exist around the country. The states that will have active Apple stores: Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Wisconsin. New York's only store to reopen will be the Victor location just outside of Rochester, New York. New York City not open yet. For customer safety and convenience, most stores will offer curbside or storefront service only, where we provide online order pickup and Genius Bar appointments. Others are going to be open for walk-in customers. We encourage everybody to check their local store webpage for more info. Face coverings will be required. That pretty much is standard. Temperature checks will be conducted at the door, and posted health questions will screen for the symptoms, coughs, fever, that kind of stuff. Additional measures include enhanced deep cleansing of all surfaces, display products, and high traffic areas. So that's the update.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.